You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's a new kind of event for us, but we've trialled it in Wellington once so far, which was excellent. And basically, it's a chance for us to practice having really difficult conversations about what is our justice system, how does it need to change, what kind of justice system do we want to see in Aotearoa New Zealand, what's wrong with it at the moment, i.e. Huge issues around racism and discrimination and increasingly high prison population. So we know that lots of people really care about that. We know that lots of us want to see a justice system that is fair and compassionate and evidence-based and doesn't lock so many people up unnecessarily. But obviously having that conversation with people around you, be it your uncle or your colleagues, can be kind of tricky because it's something that people feel very strongly about, but not that many people necessarily are that informed about. So what we are doing is a facilitated conversation with our host Alice Nedden to kind of practice in a way some of the values-based conversations we think are the most helpful way to talk to your friends and whānau about justice and essentially build the coalition for how we can create a more fair and just justice system.
So will you guys be providing information or stats and that sort of thing at the dinner?
Yeah, so how it works is you come along and we have a drink and have a snack and we sit down at the kind of dinner tables and we start off with a first question, which is might be if someone close to you, like a family member or a friend, was found guilty of a crime, what would you want to happen to them? Would you want, and you know, we might talk through the different scenarios about, say it was this kind of crime or say it was this, there were these mitigating factors. And it's really a chance to sort of around the dinner table have a corridor about, well, if it was my family member, I would want them to get help, or if it was your family member maybe and they hurt someone I know, I would want them to go to jail. And working through some of our kind of reactions, I guess, our values around justice, and weaving that in with some of the facts and the statistics that we know about the justice system, what works and what doesn't. Yeah, so it's kind of a hopefully fun, definitely informative, and yeah, a chance to kind of think more about what you know and what you believe about the justice system and to learn a bit more about some of those key facts, statistics and ways of approaching the conversation that can help us to turn it around.
Because it isn't really a fun or easy conversation to have, and you've got probably quite a spectrum of people in terms of where they sit and how they see the justice system and what should happen, you know, if somebody commits a crime and that sort of thing. Are you hoping that you'll get a really kind of diverse range of ideas?
Yeah, we definitely are. And the event we held in Wellington, we really did have that, which we were somewhat surprised by because you never really know who's going to show up on the night. But definitely really keen to have a diverse set of views and hopeful that will keep it entertaining and engaging. Obviously, bearing in mind that it can be a touchy and delicate subject, so we kind of will take that carefully. But yeah, we hope that it's fun. We hope that people are kind of positively challenged to think about some of the assumptions that they have and some of the ways that they might approach that conversation in the future. Mm. And the best way we can do that is to get a diverse group of people to show up and kind of, you know, represent their community's views or talk about their personal views or, if they're willing to or want to, their personal experiences. Yeah, because there are so many people who have such different interactions with the justice system in Aotearoa, and based on your, you know, where you come from and who your family is and what's happened to you in your life, you might have a vastly different take from the person sitting next to you. The hope is that with this facilitated conversation, we can find ways to talk about it through our common ground.
The first step is always to have conversations, right, and make sure that we're kind of fully educated or informed before making big decisions, I suppose. What would the next step be? What's the kind of action points you want to take away from something like this?
Well, we would like, firstly, for people who maybe aren't aware of the work that Just Speak does, to be aware of it and to know that our doors are always open in terms of having more people, you know, volunteer or work with us or support our campaigns. At the moment, we are working on one, as I said earlier, I think, to restore prisoners' right to vote. Many people might not know that was taken away. So we're campaigning for the current government to reverse that law change and restore the right of everyone to vote. We're working on supporting the decriminalisation of drugs. We're working on supporting Māori communities and activists who are working to address racism in the justice system. Yeah, so all of those sort of things are a natural next step if you now, you know, having had these conversations are more aware of the issues. But we're also hoping that people might walk away from this and have a think about how they might start to have more of those conversations or lead a conversation amongst their own circle of friends or in their community and kind of start to spread the change in a way or spread that awareness about how much needs to be done, how much needs to be changed in our criminal justice system, community by community, conversation by conversation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.